Toys R Us's baby problem is everybody's baby problem. Folks, go to my website for the pile of prep today and scroll down about halfway down the page, and you'll see there's a graphic image that is disturbing. And this is in the Washington Post story about Toys R Us. I copied the graphic and put it into today's pile of press so you could see it. What does it show? And this really is truly disturbing. So the demographic evidence for the decline of America via demographics is shocking. So here's the graph. The graph is population distribution by age. And it says U.S. resident population by sex and single year of age, 2016 Census Bureau's survey. So on the left side of the graph is the amount of men. On the right side of the graph is the amount of women in, I guess, millions or hundreds of thousands or whatever the case may be. There's something strange about this graph. The graph should look like a pyramid from top to bottom, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Well, because outside of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, infant mortality, etc., outside of infant mortality, the young are far less likely to die than the old. We know the old are going to die. Every day I get a little closer to death. Midas Church is getting a little closer to death. Midas O'Connell's getting a little closer to death. As a matter of fact, last Thursday, the city of New Orleans sadly said goodbye to the owner of the New Orleans Football Saints, and a parishioner at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in New Orleans, Mr. Tom Benson. And Mr. Benson was 90 years old, so he's an example of this. So your this particular graph should look like a pyramid. It should look like the Great Pyramid of Gaza or Giza. And at the bottom, you're going to see a lot more population, again, because they're young, they live longer. I don't think I need to explain this. The graph is inverted, folks. It's going the other way. This is a shock. Now, listen to this. The amount of, from 46 years old all the way up to 64, from 46 to 64, the population of men and women exceeds the population of 0 to 7 or 8 years old. That ought to scare the bejesus belt out of anyone. What does that mean? That means that the young bloods and their 9 children, that there aren't enough young blood families out there. That's what that means. That means that there is not sufficient population to support the elderly. Warning, Will Robinson, warning. The whole thing is going to come crashing down. It also means that infanticide through abortion, that optional infanticide through contraception and homosexuality promotion now has all taken a toll. You can see the evidence in this graph, folks.